So welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Preeti Vilasini Mataji to enlighten us on Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrit. So today is the 23rd session. And so thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your valuable association and time. So now I would like to hand over the call to you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Pavitra Madhavi Mataji, thank you so much, and thanks to everyone who joined today. And we are nearing the end of book one. We are going to end today with book one. Thank you all so much. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Preeti Mataji, welcome to the call. So, we are discussing from Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Today is session 23. We'll start with the prayer. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Girim Yat Krupa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Teshthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanatha Swamin iti namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin iti namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschayati Neshitarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Yevacha, Patita Nam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. I offer my humble, respectful obeisances to all the devotees on the call. All glories to Srila Sanatana Goswami. So in our previous session, we discussed about the signs of viraha and we concluded that it is indeed the gopis of Vrindavan who are considered as the highest recipients of the Lord's mercy. And we all know that it all began with Narada Muni's search for the greatest devotee of the Lord. So when Krishna went through this entire experience in Dwaraka, of seeing new Vrindavan and remembering the love of the Vrajagopis, he felt very, very thankful and he profusely thanked Narada Muni for reminding him about the gopis of Vrindavan. So he told Narada Muni, you have actually done me a very, very great favor, so you please ask for some benediction from me today. So this is where we stopped in our previous session and we are continuing from there. So after Narada Muni, he heard these beautiful words from Krishna. Narada became very delighted. He was very, very happy that Krishna was now in a mood to offer benedictions. So he shouted, Jaya, Jaya, and he began singing the holy names of Krishna. And he said, oh, your Gopi Jana Priya, your Gopi Gana Manohar, your Putana Mochana, Gokul Mahotsav. And indeed, you are Varapradam. You are the best giver of all benedictions. So all glories unto you. He was extremely happy that now Krishna is going to give him some sweet benedictions. So we see that Narada had wandered all the way from Dasha Ashwamedha Ghat in Prayag to Dwaraka. And he had spoken to so many devotees from the Prayag Brahmin to the devotees in Dwaraka. And he had seen that all of these devotees had actually attained perfection by the Lord's grace. Narada saw that every other devotee felt that there was someone better than himself. So all of them actually had achieved remarkable success in performing their religious duties and completely disentangling themselves from illusion and fixing themselves very nicely in the transcendental art of serving the Supreme Lord. Each one of them had attained perfection at different levels. And the cause of their success was by the mercy of the Lord. So now Narada was so eager to inquire directly from Krishna about how exactly he distributes his mercy. So Narada asked, "My dear Lord Krishna, you are the reservoir of all ecstasy that is there. So you give me a benediction that no one ever will feel that he has enough of your mercy or your devotional service or pure love for you. Nobody should ever have the feeling that he has enough, and nobody ever should feel complacent about the devotional service and the love that he's showing towards you." So Narada wanted to make sure that no matter how much Krishna favors a devotee, he will never become complacent or he will never become self-satisfied. A devotee would rather think of himself unworthy of the mercy of the Lord, and he will feel like he needs more and more. So this is the benediction that Narada Muni asked from Lord Krishna. Now, devotees have different needs. A neophyte devotee, he needs the mercy of Krishna to somehow hold on to devotional service and perform it nicely. A sadhaka, a person who has been in Krishna consciousness for a while, he needs ample mercy for practicing his bhajana. And a mature devotee who has been practicing very, very nicely, he has a strong urge to ask Krishna so that he may be able to taste Krishna prema. So devotees have different needs when it comes to their bhakti. So when Krishna heard this specific benediction from Narada Muni, he said, "Narada, you are actually the acharya of all scholars. There are so many scholars in this world, but you are actually their acharya. You're very, very, very intelligent. But tell me, what kind of benediction is this? What is this benediction? My mercy, my devotional service, and the ecstatic love for me, all of them have this inherent nature. Isn't it simply obvious? So it's a most obvious matter that one will never be satisfied with how much of a devotional service that he is performing towards Lord Krishna. But the reason Narada asks for this benediction is that he wanted Krishna himself to extol the glories of Prema Bhakti. So understanding this, Krishna, he began explaining in detail about this Prema Bhakti and about the different devotees and how they feel this love for Krishna and how they always feel that they have never done enough. So Krishna told Narada Muni, "Yes, Narada, I've heard about your wanderings. I know that you went from Prayag and you've come all the way to Dwaraka and you've met so many devotees. You met the Prayag Brahman to all the devotees in Dwaraka. Actually, each one of these devotees that you met, they can deliver this entire world by their devotion. And each one of them has truly received my mercy. However, there exists only degrees in perfection. All of them have achieved my mercy. All of them are recipients of my mercy. But however, the degrees in perfection for each one of them varies. So pure devotional service by nature is full of variety. So therefore, no two devotees are exactly the same. And we have experienced this all the time. No two devotees are exactly the same. Devotional service, devotion to Krishna is full of variety. Each one of them is special and the service they perform is special. Their mood is special. Everybody is unique and they have all received the mercy of Krishna. There is actually no formal ranking among devotees. There is really, really no ranking. You cannot rank devotees. That never happens. You can never have a formal ranking. But still, devotees show some differences in their excellences, in how much they have excelled this kind of devotional service. So Krishna indicated that ultimately it is in fact Srimati Radharani and her companion gopis, her entourage of gopis, who are the topmost. There is no doubts about it. And in fact, all the other devotees, they acknowledge this supremacy of Srimati Radharani and her gopi friends without any envy at all. But at the same time, they are completely satisfied in their own unique loving exchanges with Krishna. So, in their feelings, none of these devotees are ever satisfied. They always feel that they can do much better. This is the nature of Prema Bhakti. Although they know that they are not really like the gopis of Vrindavan, they have no envy, and still they feel complete satisfaction in the way they are actually serving the Lord, because each one is unique, each one has a unique relationship with Krishna. So Krishna told Narada, this is the most obvious thing. No one is going to be satisfied in devotional service. It's the most obvious thing. So you please ask from me some other benediction. So then Narada, he began dancing in ecstasy when he heard these beautiful words of Krishna. He was so happy that none of the devotees are really going to feel complete satisfaction. They are always going to hanker for more and more and more and more love from Krishna. And he was so delighted to hear that all these devotees are in fact the recipient of the Lord's mercy. So, like a mendicant who was begging for alms, Narada, he folded his palms in supplication and he held out a cloth ready to ask for not just one, but two boons from Krishna. He wanted to ask two boons from the crest jewel of all charitable persons. He's called as Varanya Shiromani. He's the crest jewel of all persons who gives benedictions. So Narada was ready to ask two boons from Lord Sri Krishna. Narada, he wanted to know about the recipients of the Lord's mercy, and therefore he had traveled a very long way. And of course, yes, he had found the answers that it was indeed the gopis of Vrindavan. But still Narada had one desire in his heart, and he wanted Krishna to somehow fulfill his desire. So Narada Muni said, my dear Krishna, you are like a swan who glides in the lakes of the prema of the Vrajavasis. So, from you, O great swan, I want to ask one benediction. I want to wander everywhere, just chanting your holy names. Your holy names, they arise from this great ocean called as Gokul. And they spread everywhere. They just spread everywhere. And the glories of your pastimes are infinitely varied and they are spreading everywhere. So therefore, I want to wander like a madman and I want to distribute the joy of your holy names in all the three worlds. So Narada wanted to serve Krishna as an excellent Parivrajaka Acharya, preaching the glories of Harinamamrita all over the world. So by the bliss of Harinam, the followers of Narada, he wanted them to become like madmen. And he wanted these devotees to completely forget their bodily needs and their worldly duties just by hearing the great holy names of the Lord that begin from the beautiful land of Vrindavan. So these holy names that arise from Gokul Vrindavan, they are actually considered to be the Lord's primary names because they remind us of Krishna's sweet pastimes and his relationship with the sweetest devotees who are the Vrajavasis. So the primary names of Krishna, just like Nandanandana or Yashoda Vatsal, Brajanandana, Gopi Janavallabha, all these are considered to be primary names of Krishna. And they are much sweeter than the names like Narayan or Vishnu or Yadavendra or Mathuranath or Ramachandra. These names, these secondary names are all seen with some kind of reverence. But the primary names of Krishna, when he is glorified for his relationship with the Vrajavasis, those names are extremely sweet. So specifically, Narada says, I want to travel all around the world. I want to continuously chant your holy names that rise from this beautiful land of Vrindavan, and I want to immerse everybody in love of God by chanting the holy name, so much so that they develop so much attachment for you and they forget their own needs. So this was the benediction that Narada asked from Lord Sri Krishna. He wanted to drown everyone in love for Krishna by chanting their holy names and by traveling everywhere. Now Narada didn't stop there. He wanted another benediction from Krishna. So he asked Krishna, "My dear Lord, anyone in the world who would in the future experience directly or indirectly your pastimes in Vrindavan, whether by speaking, hearing, thinking or by physical contact, should be endowed by the power to worship your lotus feet with pure love." So again, Narada asks a benediction for all of us. So he says, anybody who comes in contact with your pastimes, either directly or indirectly, they should be able to worship your lotus feet with pure love. Without any prerequisites, they should not need any prerequisites like high birth or having a lot of knowledge or having pious credits, nothing. The only qualification that is required is that he must be ready to hear. He must be ready to hear. He must hanker for Krishna Katha. He must have that hankering, that love, that eagerness to hear about Krishna all the time. And he must be eager to hear and ready to follow authorities, Krishna's representatives, who speak the message of Krishna as it is. And this remembrance of Krishna is generally invoked by hearing. But not only is it invoked by hearing, it can also be invoked by touching the book of Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting the holy names. And if he is fortunate enough, he can even go to Vrindavan and bathe in the dust in which Krishna and his dearmost devotees have walked. So this was the second benediction that Narada Muni asked. Now when Gopinath heard both these benedictions, he was very, very happy and he raised his divine lotus hand with great respect and with great joy, with great bliss for what Narada Muni had asked, and he said, "So be it." So Narada was so delighted, he danced and he sang in ecstasy. And by the mercy of this Narada Muni, to this day, we are all recipients of Krishna's mercy in little, little ways, in different ways, in small, small ways. By the mercy of Narada, to this day, when we are given the opportunity to hear about Krishna, Krishna blesses us with his mercy. So then, after he finished asking these two benedictions from his dear Lord, Narada, he partook some very nice food and drink with Krishna and Balram. Krishna and Balram invited him for lunch and they all sat together and they had a grand lunch. Devaki and Rohini, they supervised. Rukmini served them very, very nicely. She went around to all the three of them. And repeatedly, she served small portions of whatever they wanted. Uddhava was present there, ready to serve, and he was commenting on all the items. He was saying, "Oh, Narada Muni, you haven't tried this. This is a very good preparation. This is your favorite. So, Narada, please eat this. Please eat more of this." Like that, Uddhava was making some suggestions. And then Satyabhama was fanning him. She was standing there with a beautiful whisk and she was fanning them. And the other queens, like Jambavati and others, they were filling different pitchers, you know, with cool water so that they could all take some nice drinks and water. And some other queens were fanning them and other queens kept some nice incense burning so that the atmosphere was pleasant and nice. So after Narada Muni finished his meal, he washed his mouth and Krishna sat him down and worshipped him very nicely, anointing him with fragrant oils and offering him a beautiful garland and various ornaments and gifts. So after this most, most beautiful experience that Narada Muni had, he finally took leave of Lord Madhava and he went to Prayag, thinking, let me now bestow all perfection to the sages who have been waiting so long for my return. Because remember, he started off his journey in Prayag where he met the great sages. So he was thinking about them and he wanted to go and share whatever realizations he had with those people in Prayag. So he took the leave of Lord Madhava in Dwaraka and he wanted to go to the place where Lord Madhava in Prayag was there. So we know that the name Madhava has many meanings. The moon that rose from the Madhu dynasty is called Madhava. He's called as Madhava because he is the lord of the goddess of fortune. Because he is the killer of the Madhu demon, he's called as Madhava. He is also known as Madhava because he is the great Veni Madhava meeting in Prayag. So Narada wanted to go there in Prayag and he wanted to go and share his realizations with the sages who were waiting there. So singing the glories of Krishna with his Veena, he went flying and he arrived at Prayag. So he sat down with the sages there and he shared his great wonderful realizations of the travels that he had made. And after these devotees had heard directly from Narada about his realizations, they all gave up all interest in anything other than Krishna's service. They were just like that, able to grasp the essence of what was of real value by hearing from Narada Muni. So whatever traces of material attachments that was lingering in their hearts was completely cleansed, and they could absorb themselves in the essential truth of what exactly Narada was telling him, all of them. So they entered a mode of ecstasy and they began worshipping Lord Madan Gopal according to Narada's instructions. And graced by Narada's enlightenment and with the humility of listening to Narada's words, they were able to enter into the mysteries of Prema Bhakti by Narada's guidance. So, this is what happened with Narada Muni. Now, let's shift our focus back to Parikshit Maharaj. So, this story of Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita dealing with Narada's travels was being narrated by Parikshit Maharaj to his mother Uttara, right? That was the context. So Parikshit Maharaj was telling all the story to his dear mother Uttara. So after finishing telling the story, Parikshit told his mother, "My dear mother, you should always worship that young cowherd boy who is Gopakishore. He is an ocean of mercy and he yields that nectar of the rasa dance in which the gopis surround him with pure love. You should cherish to become the servant of the servant of the servant of those gopis and worship them in pure love, just like how they worshipped Krishna, and you should dedicate yourself to the sankirtan of the Lord's holy names." So having finished the story, Parikshit, he was summarizing what lesson his mother should learn from this entire narration. What did he tell her? He told her that you should absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness, which derives and reflects the love of the gopis who joined Krishna in his rasa dance. The Supreme Lord is actually Lord Gopijana Vallabha. He is Gopakishore. He is the young, youthful, playful boy who enjoys his original pleasure with his confidential associates who are the gopis. And all other incarnations of Krishna actually emanate from this particular original form. So, after hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit, he understood that this is the transcendental fact, and he wanted to make his mother understand that you should be actually following in the footsteps of the gopis who join Krishna in the rasa dance, and that Krishna is the original form of the Lord. So the first part of Brihad Bhagavatamrita dealing with Narada Muni's findings actually gives us this lesson. So So Parikshit summarized to his mother. He said, following in the footsteps of the gopis and constantly chanting the holy name, you will be able to open this storehouse of prema bhakti. So this was the summary that was given by Parikshit Maharaj to his mother Uttara. So Parikshit told his mother, just like a fly is incapable of holding Mount Sumeru in his mouth, similarly, I am incapable of describing even one drop of the gopis' glories. Eternally immersed in rasa, what to talk of me? Even my spiritual master, Shukadev Goswami, who is eternally immersed in the rasa of glorifying Krishna and his beloved queens headed by Rukmini, he's so fearful of being scorched by the intense heat of the blazing fire of prema that the gopis show. Because of that, he is not able to utter the name of the Vrajagopis headed by Srimati Radharani. If he were to even say one name of the gopis, a special remembrance of them would arise in his heart, and immediately he would become unsteady and he would faint. That was the condition of Shukadeva Goswami. So the gopis' love for Krishna is very, very unique, and it reaches an extreme intensity, and this love, at the most, it can only be compared to a fire. So the flame-like ecstasy that is coming out from the prema of the gopis, that burns the heart of everyone. That flame is so intense, and in fact, Shukadeva Goswami himself, he's unable to mention their names, because the minute he mentions their names, takes the name of any of these gopis, he is bound to be reminded of them, and he's bound to be consumed by the scorching flames of viraha, and he becomes unsteady and he wouldn't be able to concentrate on his service. So Shukadeva avoided mentioning the name of Radharani or any of the gopis while reciting the Bhagavatam, though he spoke about their activities in the 5 chapters of the 10th canto, which are considered like 5 life heirs by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But he never told their names. So Parikshit said, what more can I speak? I can only say so much. The love of the gopis is so wonderful, and it is filled with this burning flames of viraha bhav. So Parikshit said, my dear mother, by lovingly taking shelter of Lord Sri Gopinath and the gopis, in accordance to whatever I have spoken here, by their mercy, you will also someday come to know something about their glories. So without first understanding scientifically the glories of the gopis, one cannot aspire to become the servant of the gopis. So to gradually come to that point of understanding the glories of the gopis, one has to follow the standard process of devotional service. By knowing the greatness of gopis, one can slowly advance in this process of worship and reach the perfection of prema bhakti. When one understands the greatness of the gopis, one advances slowly and he is able to worship the Lord in that mode. So we conclude here with the blessings of Srila Sanatana Goswami. He gives his blessings to all the readers of Brihad Bhagavatam Jata. So please listen carefully to the blessings of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Whoever faithfully relates or hears this great narrative, Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Book 1, wherein the objects of Krishna's mercy have been assessed, they will soon attain Krishna Prema. The purpose of this book is to show how Sri Krishna Chandra acts as an unlimited source of all compassion, and the readers of this text can surely rise to the platform of Krishna Prema, especially when they continuously follow the authorized principles of sadhana bhakti. So this was the benediction given by Srila Sanatana Goswami to all the listeners of Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And
Before we conclude, I also want to share some concluding remarks by Guru Maharaj for Book 1. He says, Sanatan Goswami is our Sambandha Acharya. What Brihad Bhagavatamrita gives is an establishment of our strong Sambandha, our understanding of our relationship with Krishna. Therefore, to discuss this subject in sequence, the way it is offered is actually very purifying to the heart. We know that Sanatan Goswami doesn't go into the intimate pastimes of conjugal rasa, but he just explains the concept of this principle. Lord Chaitanya has specially come to avoid entrance into Madhurya Leela. To access the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it is first helpful for us to have a clear Shastric basis to it. So we learn in a proper way to approach the most intimate Leela of the Lord, having the mood of Gopi Paratur Padakamalayor Dasa 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 Anudas. Through attentive hearing and chanting, we can gradually make our hearts pure. We cannot jump into the highest rasa. It doesn't come by reading books, but it can come by pleasing Krishna through the spirit of service in a very humble mood, free of envy, and in that consciousness, we can continue to chant His holy names, and Krishna will surely bestow His causeless mercy on us. So, I thought these words were very beautiful. So, with this, we end part one of Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the search of the devotee who has attained the greatest mercy of the Supreme Lord. We have all traveled a very long way with Narada Muni. So, I kindly request you all, everyone on the call, to share your realizations of this most beautiful travel. What they felt was most inspiring in each one of these devotees that we saw in order. So thank you all so much for this most wonderful opportunity of reading this book together. All glories to Srila Sanatan Goswami, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for engaging me in this service. Hare Krishna. And we will continue book 2 in the first week of August. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Priti Vilasini Mataji. All glories
to you, Mataji, for taking up to this beautiful journey of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, though we have just completed the part one of it. It will be a long break, but we'll surely look forward for this part. So, totally indebted to you. I know it took a lot of effort, you know, going from one book to the other, and of course from Guru Maharaj's lectures, transcripts, and you know, you went through a lot, and with all your effort, you successfully imbibed this mood of Prema Bhakti in all of us. So, thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you. Really indebted to you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, for your very, very kind words and for your very sweet mood of encouragement. Mataji, would you say anything from the palace of Narada Muni that specifically you like?
Yes, Mataji, the core point of this book, what I learned is, of course, the first thing that you mentioned, that there is no degree between the devotees, that one is higher, one is lower, you know. Everybody basically, they are doing just to please the Supreme Lord. But what I, you know, really like in this whole journey, that how Narada Muni went from one devotee to another, but none of them claims themselves that, yes, they are the biggest recipient of Krishna's mercy. Rather, they were not artificially, not superficially, but really feeling so humbled. And so, the word angry is not, you know, good, but they feel so humbled, and they basically told Narada Muni that you are at the wrong place. You are finding your answer at the wrong place. And they were sending to another. And at the same time, they themselves were feeling guilty, but at the same time, they were glorifying the other devotees. So that's the mood. You know, instead of being jealous, rather they were appreciating the mood of the other devotees, and they were saying, no, he is, or that person is the better devotee or the better recipient of Krishna's mercy. So that's the mood, you know, that we have to imbibe in ourselves. Srila Prabhupada always says that don't claim yourself to be the big devotee, and rather, you know, just try to glorify others, because the more you glorify others, the more you become the recipient of Krishna's mercy. You open the channel. Like Radhanath Swami always says, the more you pay gratitude, the grateful heart can only be the recipient of Krishna's mercy. I really like that line. So yes, that's the only thing, you know, we should try to imbibe in ourselves. But, you know, that's just a nutshell. But you have covered everything. So, thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Kirtida Sundari Mataji. You summarized everything. The crux of the Bhagavatamrita in a few lines. Fantastic. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Kirtida Sundari Mataji. All glories, all glories to Brihad Bhagavatamrita. All glories to your wonderful, wonderful narration. The thought that came suddenly to my mind at the end is, my questions were answered. Guru Maharaj recently has been, he's narrating the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and he's compiling three different books. With the different pastimes and consolidating into one. And almost every class or every other class, I always ask the question. I said, you know, it's really, really difficult for me to understand these pastimes, and I just don't comprehend them. You know, why am I listening to them? Was my thought. And then you answered that question right at the end when you said, why do we understand these things? It's so that we know what the goal is and how that love is exemplified by who. And at the same time you said, but we need to also follow that process, that sadhana bhakti process. And I was just suddenly, you know, feeling so much gratitude that you said scientifically understand it and then do the process. And that was just such a very powerful point, because although these pastimes and this love of the gopis with Krishna is very, very esoteric, very hard for us to understand, but there's also the science behind it, and that I think is just so amazing, especially in this world where science is one way, you know, science is something else and spirituality is something else. You know, there's no, it's not, it doesn't merge or whatever, but you know, it's a perverted reflection, obviously, but I'm sitting here thinking, wow, even that shows that this perverted reflection here of the you know, not meeting of the minds of spirituality and science is cohesively, you know, is a cohesive unit in the spiritual world. And I'm just sitting here thinking, wow. I mean, that's just amazing, just thinking about that. Thank you, Mataji.
Very, very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much for that. Very, very nicely said. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Priti Vilasini Mataji. Thank you so much for the enlightening class and successfully completing Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It was like, you know, flowing nectar and didn't feel like it should stop, but somewhere it had to. And thank you very much for such nice realizations and, very systematically covering every point. I especially liked the part of course, as we all know, and as you said, there's no comparison between one devotee and another, and everybody is equally, you know, devoted. But the thing is about, I liked certain parts in certain things that I remember I would like to share. One thing is about Hanuman, where... because Ramayana has always been, you know, a very nice story to hear, and, you know, any part of it is very interesting. So I remembered that part of Hanuman and how you explained about each and every thing that he achieved, especially crossing off Lanka, and the hurdles that he faced. And the point I liked in general about many things is about how the devotees, they are so much interested in giving Krishna to others that even if they did not get a better position, you know, they were ready to face it. They were ready to face it. They were only worried about, they were only concerned about giving it to others. So that quality, you know, that we saw in many devotees that you talked about, I liked really very much, because most of us are so much interested in our own welfare and our own spiritual welfare, even if we take the spirituality. Mm. So, yeah, I like that point, Mataji. Just would wanted to share that. Thank you very much for such wonderful concluding session. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Sarojanandani Mataji. So beautiful, so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prithvilashini Hari. Very, very wonderful. I kind of miss out a couple of things, but I'm going to hear the recording. And it's very wonderful. And this is also like I'm talking as Narad Muni was looking for who has found mercy, and he just progressed from one place to another to one, and all the way up to the topmost, the gopis. So you have also done this encouraging all devotees, for you never criticize anybody. So it's very wonderful to know and understand that how you are doing all this by at least you are studying so much, so then you know more than that. But still you are so humble that you don't know anything. And you are just going on giving us nectar. Thank you very much. And now we'll be hearing the second part. That will be also very wonderful. Thank you very much, Mataji. After long times I present on the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Komodaki Mataji, we always seek your blessings and your best wishes, and your association on this call make everything blessed and complete. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for always being there for us all the time. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you to giving yourself to us. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. And thank you so much, Mataji, for taking us through a whole book and very nice, beautiful classes. I have missed some of them, but very beautiful classes, especially as Sarojanandini Mataji told, Ramayana Katha, the way you narrated the whole story. It's so beautiful.
Hare Krishna,
this
is... Yes, Surinda.
Beautiful class.
Hare Krishna, this is Vrinda. Thank you for all these things you say in the class. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Vrinda. Thank you for giving us your very precious words of appreciation. We are so fortunate. Thank you, dear. Thank you, Vinaya Mataji, as well. Thank you so much for always being there. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you,
thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanat Pranam. Mataji, we have missed out some classes. So all your classes on Bhagavatamrita, are they uploaded on the ISKCON Desiratory, Mataji?
So far, everything is on YouTube by the mercy of Vinaya Mataji. She has put everything on YouTube. Yeah, and the desire tree has been uploaded, I don't know till which session, maybe till 18th session or something.
Okay.
And the rest you will surely find on YouTube. Whatever is not there on desire tree will be on YouTube till today.
Hmm? Okay. Okay, Mataji. Because when there was one query also, I think, in the group, when someone was asking. So, because I've lost some of the classes in between. It's always such a pleasure to hear from you. Like, I have to go back to the classes, and sometimes I feel, okay, we should just say the kids also to sit down. And such a nice story session with wonderful narration by you. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much for everything you do. And it's really a must to just hear from the beginning again. Thanks again, Mataji.
Thank you, Sita Priti Mataji. Thank you so much for your kind words. Anyone wants to share anything? You want to say something that you learned or you liked in the Bhagavatam Ratha? Sita Priti Mataji or Vinaya Mataji?
Mataji, what I felt, like, whichever classes I have heard from you, like, it is, you know, when the best devotee finding starts, you know, I like, though it is all related to so many exalted personalities, we feel that this was just my realization when I was listening to your classes, was like, after so many small things also, we are like, at least I'm talking about myself, you people are definitely like way more beyond exalted than what I've seen, I've met peer around. But we, at least I, we feel that, oh, I did this. Or we feel that this which we are doing is Krishna's special mercy. And then when you see somebody else doing some more things, we feel that, oh, this could be done in more beautiful way. And again, that is definitely for Krishna. And after that, you start realizing that the devotee in front of you is such more superior. But at that time, like in over here, how we have seen that everybody has diverted Narad Muni to somewhere else, that, oh, they are more superior. So this quality to imbibe in ourselves shouldn't be hard, but it is hard. You know what is I'm saying? So, I know, like, we feel that, you know, and that very instant you won't feel. But that thing will come up after some time. But that feeling of diverting everything, we verbally say that everything, if all our services are on behalf of our Guru Maharaj. But how much we are implementing that in the life at that very moment, you know, that very second when somebody praises you, that very moment you should think that, on the other hand, we get happy. So that happiness which comes is, what is that happiness? Am I doing that? Suppose I'm cooking and somebody says, oh, you cooked such a fantastic meal. Is that I'm directly taking it myself, or I directly directed it towards Radharani? That very fraction of that second, I think, spontaneous reaction when we say of diverting our gratitude towards our Guru Maharaj, that coming is still missing in me, I feel. At least, like, I'm talking about myself. And I don't know when it will come. But that thing, like Brihad Bhagavatamrita, I just feel that essence of it, to divert everything towards the superiors, is so important in our spiritual development that it will just change the course of devotional life in a very positive way. This is just my realization. I try hard to do that, but I know I'm a failure at every step. But I just hope, like, listening to your classes somewhere, sometime, I can just reap some fractions over there. Thank you, Mataji. It's always a pleasure to hear, you know, like, so many realizations from your class, because the way you narrate it, it just makes you think more and more. Thank you, Mataji, again. Thank you. Sorry if I just spoke much, but thank you again.
No, Mataji, you spoke on behalf of all of us. We all have a long way to go, and we are all having that problem all the time, right? So thanks for speaking on behalf of all of us. Thank you, Mataji. We hope and pray that someday we can improve.
Hare
Krishna, Priti Vilasini Gopi Koti Koti Tandaswam, to your sincere seva. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Vilasini, can I add one or two points?
Yes, Yes, we are waiting.
Thank you very much for your association. Sometimes it's very painful that you are trust the devotee and we are praying for that devotee and they are playing game with us. Yes, we should not think like that. But we are emotionally joined with some Vaishnava and suddenly we know that they are following the tree. It's okay they are following this week, but they are hiding that they are from the trick family. And suddenly we know by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Mataji, it's very painful. But today, yesterday, Adhikatar Prabhu correct me that we have to forgive all the Vaishnava because, and my own heart also said that Vaishnava were very near and dear to Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. But we are very emotionally joined with the Vaishnava. So somehow it's little pain, but we should always forgive them. It is easy to read in scriptures and read in our Guru Maharaj instruction, but when we are passing from that situation, it is very painful that why Vaishnava are doing this with us. Whatever they are following, it's good. We are not opposing. But why they are hiding that they are from Ritvik? And we know that how much hard time given by Ritvik to Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Maharaj. And I cannot bear somebody will point out any Guru Maharaj, whether it's Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, Bhaktichala Maharaj, Kupa Krishna Maharaj, Nirajan Maharaj, or Bibi Govind Maharaj, or any Guru Maharaj, because I attach with all Maharaj, I get association in Shishi Radha Gopinath temple. They are reciprocated with Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, Srila Prabhupada. They are so high platform. So that Mataji, sometimes when we pass from this situation, it's going very painful. But somehow I control myself and I forgive them and I let that all Srila Prabhupada family. Mataji, I want to share, please forgive me if I hurt anybody. But I want to share that Radhanath Maharaj said in the year of 1970, as a young spiritual speaker, I attended a yoga speak conference where the different speakers fight to grab the microphone. As the yogis ramed, arguing like politicals, I was disappointed and shocked. I was disappointed and shocked, and I can't hurt a saintly person who had mentally grace and dignity throughout the choice. Consult me, explain how to all struggling at their respective level of the progress. He revealed to me instead of fighting for peace, we have to find peace within ourselves first. Later, I discovered a scared teaching for my guru, Srila Prabhupada, who revealed that the sole real need and perfection is to go beyond the nature condition of peace. We do not care for peace. We want love. Love means the willingness to sacrifice oneself for the beloved. It is like a mother in her relationship with her child. When a woman has a little baby, there is a peace, practically no peace in the house. The baby is crying all night long and responding to nature discriminately whatever it does. Now a mother can easily just give the baby to somebody else. You take care. I don't want anything to do with this. But the mother is running here and there, caring for that child. This is the love. This love, when chained to God, is higher than peace. Because in that love is eternal peace, not the peace of the mind, but the peace of soul. Even an ordinary relationship we can see that if a couple says that are peaceful, it simply means they are not fighting. But if there is a love, there is a dynamic exchange of emotions. Love is not static. Peace is negations of misery. Love is a positive expression to the heart. Love means sacrifice. Sacrificing even our own peace for the pleasure of beloved. Radhanath Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Tanvat Pranam to your Seva, Tanvat Pranam to all Vaishnavi for your association. Haribol.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you, Rinda Gopika Mataji, for sharing your heart. Thank you for association.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. I just also, you know, I'm on the same page with everybody else who has spoken already. there are a couple of things that I wanted to say also. In addition, mm-hmm. was that, one was especially, it's been said a couple of times already, but, you know, the fact that we all have a unique relationship with Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such an infinite variety of relationships. It's just astounding to me. It reminds me of a visit that I made to an aquarium many years ago. Mm-hmm. And during that visit, I was so completely astonished and my mind was boggled by the infinite variety of fish that was just in that one aquarium. Mm-hmm. And so when you and others were talking about the fact that we all have a unique relationship with Krishna, it reminded me of that. And so I was thinking that variety that I saw in the aquarium is like a reflection of the variety of, the infinite variety of relationships that exists just, you know, beyond intellectual comprehension.
And
there was one other thing that I was thinking too was that I feel like the part of the Bhagavatamrita that you have read thus far can be like a cure for anyone who is suffering from false pride, because at least one of the morals of the story, I think, is that no matter how wonderful your service is,
mm-hmm.
there's always someone else's service that's not only different but surpasses your own, you know?
Very true.
It's like an infinite continuum, you know? Mm-hmm. Because not only will there always be someone who serves Krishna better, but not only will there be always somebody who serves him differently, but there will always be somebody who serves him better in your same kind of service. And even if we were to attain, you know, which is not possible, but even Radharani, you know, herself, she herself is never satisfied with her service, so she's always surpassing her own self, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not possible. There's no ceiling to how perfect one's service can be. There's no ceiling at all. It's infinite. So I feel like this is one of the morals of this story that you have, as your usual style, so expertly told. And I'm looking forward to being able to listen to the whole thing from beginning to end, and also catch up on those that I've missed. But unfortunately, there have been several, but I'm really looking forward to re-listening to the way you've told it. Thank you so much. Thanks is not enough for the amount of energy that you've put into presenting, you know, this great work. So thank you. But, you know, it's not enough to say thank you, but that's all I have right now. So thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Gaurangi Mataji. And your words mean a lot to us. And you have been a big role player in Bhakti Sangha. We always hanker for your association on this call. It was It was so nice to hear all that you said now. It was so relatable. Thank you for always coming, encouraging us, and always giving us your most valuable association. This means a lot to each one of us on the group. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much, and thank you for your most profound realization.
I'll take this opportunity to say, you know, it's because of all of the work that all of the lecturers on this call and you know, and all the lecturers on all the work that the lecturers put on into this, into their lectures, that has made this Sangha my life. And so I might be unsteady in so many aspects of sadhana, but I cannot be unsteady when it comes to Bhakti Sangha group, because it's to miss, you know, these classes is to miss too much, you know. And also, I also, aside from the lecturers, you know, I'm also so grateful for those who ask their questions, because then we learn so much from the answers to those questions also. So I'm so appreciative of both the lecturers and those who ask their questions. So I can't tell you how essential this Sangha is for me. Thank you very much. Everybody who participates.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Gopranti Dasi. Dhanvat Pranam, Hare Krishna. Dhanvat Pranam to all.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Priti Vilasini Mataji. Very beautiful class. Very nice. And thank you, Gaurangi Mataji. It's very nice to have you on the call every day. And the way you ask questions, they are very advanced. And, you know, they are so much beneficial to like all listeners every day. And actually, I every day I wait for you to ask questions, that, oh, where is Mataji? Is she asking questions? No. It's really amazing, Mataji. Thank you so much for joining us.
Very well said, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji, for your encouragement. I'm sorry. Can you tell me your name, please?
This is Shama Gauri.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you very much for your encouraging words.
See, every day you ask questions, so you ask questions when you know about it and you have studied it. So who studies, the person who studies, ask more questions. We are just like, we are just listening. Yeah, we have to listen, so we are just listening. But
Mataji, for me, studying means coming on this call only. This is my studying only. That is it. Really, I don't do anything else, just this.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you also.
Hare Krishna, Priti Virasani Mataji. I just want to add one more thing. That just recently I was listening to a class from my Guru Maharaj, and he was explaining how it's very important for us to hear about Krishna from authorized sources, because then we have more realizations, and we open our mind, and we can get the real understanding of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. And I was just thinking about how not only have we been wonderfully allowed to listen to authorized source, Sanatana Goswami, speaking particularly about this, you know, this process, but also we're able to do it in the Association of Devotees. So, you know, reading the Brihad Bhagavatamrita on our own is one thing, but it is much more relishable than when we can share it amongst each other. And as, you know, Mataji, Gauri Mataji and Gaurangi Mataji were just explaining, mm-hmm. being able to ask those questions and clear our doubts in amongst devotees who are on the same path is wonderful. simply wonderful.
Definitely, there is it takes a totally different, I don't know what word to use, but it makes it complete. Actually, reading is one thing, but discussion with devotees is a totally different thing. You hear so many perspectives, and your understanding of the essence becomes much better, much better and more complete. Thank you, Paneshwari Mataji, for that. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Supriya Mataji has a comment in the chat.
Yes,
Supriya Mataji is telling that your classes gave her hope for her path of devotion, Mataji. That's so nice. She gave a correct word. Actually, I don't know how to, appreciate also how to tell my opinion. She gave the nice words to tell the same thing to me, Mataji. Really, your classes are, making us to progress very nicely. Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a beautiful class. Not for all the Bhakti Sangha, speakers, I could say this. This is what I could say, Mataji. So nice word Mataji has used. I just wanted to say that's really helping me. All glories to Bhakti Sangha Mataji. Hare Krishna, and all glories to you.
Hare Krishna, Vanya Mataji. Thank you so much, Supriya Mataji. Yes, after reading this book, we all get hope that someday there is something. There's some possible by us in the path of devotional service. Thank you, Supriya Mataji, and thank you, Vinaya Mataji, also. Yeah, all glories to all the speakers. Definitely, Mataji. Okay. So, anyone else wants to speak? Okay. So if there are no more realizations, we'll end the Brihad Bhagavatamrita Book 1 series today. So we've finished 23 sessions, and I hope we have learned something valuable from this beautiful work of Srila Sanatan Goswami, something for us to take for a lifetime. So I thank everyone for coming and participating. And it was so beautiful to travel in this journey. And we'll continue with the most popular story of Book 2, which is probably more popular and well-known to everybody. The story of Journey to Goloka Vrindavan by Gopa Kumar in our next session that will begin in August. So thank you all so much. We'll end the call. Vanchakal. Srila Sanatan Goswami, all glories to all the wonderful devotees on the call and participants. Thank you all for participating so
nice. And his grace, Guru Sanatana.
Thanks for his translations. Otherwise, with just Sanskrit words, we wouldn't have gone anywhere. Thanks for the beautiful translations of the book. Also, we had the fortune of Mukunda Prabhu this morning. He also helped with the translation, so all glories to all of them.